We say every single bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Melekeinu Melech Ha'olam. Right? We say two things. Melech Ha'olam. Hashem takes care of everyone. But no. Elekeinu Melech Ha'olam. Hashem is for us on a personal level. On a personal level, Klaiso, we have a relationship from Avos, okay, Avram, okay, we have a Shaychus, we keep his mitzvahs, we have a connection to Hashem. It's an ongoing relationship, we have a Kar and a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chesed. So the Elikeinu is stronger than Melech Ha'olam. Right? You have Elikeinu and Melech Ha'olam. Elikeinu is stronger than Melech Ha'olam. So the big question is, why do you need both? Why do you need Elikeinu and Melech Ha'olam? If you have Elikeinu, so what do you need Melech Ha'olam for? Hashem is Elikeinu. So might not have to mean that he's Melech Ha'olam. So let's say you have a child. He's the son of the king. He's son of the king. And the king's a very good king. He takes care of all the people in the country. He gives them food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, stimulus checks. Everything, he takes care of them. He even has an email address. If you have like a special problem, you email the king, he responds, the secretary. But he has his son of the king. He doesn't have to go to the food stamp office and mail them, email them again and again. They got it, they didn't get it. He goes straight to his father. So we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, why do we have to say Melech Ha'olam? So the Marvel and Nefesh is Masber, because a person, he's a Ben Melech, but he always has in the back of his head, you know, I might not be right to be the Ben Melech. Maybe my father won't be happy with me. Maybe I won't be on the Madrega. But I know even if I'm thrown out of the palace, I could still go and get food stamps, Medicaid, and stimulus checks, and I could still email him Legara from being anyone else in the country, right? Legara. So that's why we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, Tzidkak Elokeinu. But we're not going to be miyayish and feel that we're not roy, because we know Hashem is Melech Ha'olam. Hashem is Melech Ha'olam regardless. We're never going to lose the betachin, because we know Hashem is Melech Ha'olam. So we're covered. We're covered. We're going to try our best. There should be a likenu. Should be a relationship. We should try our best to be good boys. But we know that we might not be right to likenu. So we're going to have Melech Ha'olam to back us up. But the emes is a likenu. That's what he says first. Emes is a likenu. But you still need Melech Ha'olam. But you don't want to stay with Melech Ha'olam. Melech Ha'olam is, you want to go to the food stamp office. If you have your father sitting there as the king, it doesn't make sense. You obviously, once you mark here that it's Rebbein Shalom Melech Ha'olam, then you want to connect to Rebbein Shalom. It should be a full relationship. You don't want to leave it as Melech Ha'olam. But you still need Melech Ha'olam. They should never be miyayish. The Melech Ha'olam gets you going. They should never be miyayish in the B'tachon. You're covered in all ground. And David HaMelech said this, when you see a guy be matzliach, he's making a lot of money, people usually, it bothers them. Why is Hashem giving this guy so much money? From Yid, he's struggling. David HaMelech said, no. David HaMelech said in Perek Dal, Nasata Simcha Belibi, I get very happy, my heart, Me'eis Deganam V'Sureishim Rav, when I see them, the Atzlacha of their Hashem. Why? So Rashi, Hashem takes care of them, Hashem will take care of me. Nasata Simcha Belibi, when I see the Atzlacha of their Hashem, I'm happy. Madach Hashem takes care of these Rishayim, Sidrei Techevra. Hashem takes care of them. Guy wants to knock down the World Trade Center. Hashem helps him with that too. Whatever Mishagas you come up with, Rebbein Shalom's there. So he's not going to help me? He's not going to help me? Nasata Simcha Belibi when I see the Rishayim Matzliach.